We'll get back to the dinim of washing for bread. Okay, the din is as follows. In order to wash for bread, you need to have a keli, a vessel. It has to also come from the power of a person. Okay, if this river, water is just falling down from a waterfall, you can't stick your hand in and wash. Now, the din is like this. What happens if somebody's in a place, there's no cups, but they have a sink? So normally you can't turn on the sink and let the water flow and then stick your hand under, because then it's not coming from the power of a person. The initial flow that comes out when you turn on the faucet, that is coming from a person. So let's say you have a faucet that a lot of water can come out at one time and you have no cups. Now logically, you could, I mean, it's not the best way of doing it, but the other, you can turn on the faucet, open and close it, and the water comes out in your hand, and do that three times, and then three times on the other hand. Because the initial thrust of water that comes out is from the person. If it's from the person, then it's considered proper. But otherwise, it's not considered proper washing. Okay. Water that changed colors. In other words, see, something fell into the water and made it brown. So then you can't use that water for washing. Let's say a dye falls into the water, or somebody makes Kool-Aid. Now you want to wash with the Kool-Aid. Because it's colored water, it's not good water for washing. But if the water changed colors by itself, you know, stagnated water sometimes changes colors, so then it would be allowed to be used.
Can you put water in one hand and pour it on the other?
No, because it has to be a keli. You can't, your hand is not a vessel. If it's a natural ocean, then you could stick your hand in three times. The question, what bracha do you make? Do you make the bracha on the tilas yadayim, or do you make a different bracha of, in fact, Alter Rebbe says, it's interesting, because Alter Rebbe paskens this different than Kitzer. In Kitzer it says that if you do it in, here in Kitzer he says you can make the bracha on Tilas Yadayim. The Alter Rebbe holds it's better to make al Shtifas Yadayim. Shtifas means rinsing, or al Tvilas Yadayim. But the best thing according to Alter Rebbe is Shtifas Yadayim, because the word Netila, how do you say washing in Hebrew? In washing, in Hebrew, washing is the word rechitza. Why do you make the bracha al netilas yadayim? You should say al rechitzas yadayim. Washing the hands, netila. What does netila mean? So the Alter Rebbe says shchunaruch, because the word netila means a keli. Netila means taking, not al. So you take a keli to wash. So because you have to wash with a keli, you make the bracha al netilas yadayim. But what happens if you're washing without a keli? That means you're sticking your hands into a mikveh, a kosher mikveh, or an ocean, or a lake, or something like that. So, b'di'evit, if somebody made al netilas yadayim, al tefilas yadayim, it's good. But the best bracha according to Alter Rebbe is to make the bracha al shtifas yadayim, which means getting it, what?
Right, use a cup. Does it have to have handles, or can it just be a cup? You
can... It doesn't have to have handles. The handles are just a practical thing, how to hold it. But any cup, like this thing, you mentioned the other day, this thing is round, smooth, it's not cracked, right? If somebody, let's say, has this, only this to wash with, or whatever. So, like, good, you fill it up in your right hand, you give it to the left hand, and then you pour it three times. And then you do it the other way. So you don't need a handle. A handle is just to make it practical. But that's what it holds it, it's better that way. Okay. Okay. Before your hands, okay, we learned that you have to make sure your hands are clean. If you get colored on the fingers, if this is your expertise, meaning your teacher, so you, or your narratist or a mechanic, so then it's not a problem. Okay. It also has to come from the power of a person. Chip nail polish, women are makel as far as washing for bread, because they do go out with it, and if they go out with it, it's not chetzitzas medrabanan, so they don't have a problem with it. For mikveh, it would be a problem. Okay, next is like this. Huh?
Wait,
For men, that's a big problem. Now, what happens if you don't have water? Are you allowed to eat bread without washing your hands? So it says in Halacha that if there's no water within 4 mil, which is the amount of time it takes to walk 72 minutes or frontwards or 18 minutes behind you, so then some poskim write, if you cover your hand, let's say you don't eat the bread with your hand, you eat it with a napkin, or you wear a glove. So some people are makel, in fact, even Shchunach, the Alter Rebbe is makel, that then it's good, it's impossible to get water. But in Siddur, the Alter Rebbe is stricter, and he says, no, you shouldn't even rely on that at all. You shouldn't eat the bread. So it happens a lot of times, kids in camp go hiking in the woods, and then it comes lunchtime, and they want to eat, right? So a lot of times for the kids, the little kids, so they're makel that they could eat without washing for bread, but they have to hold it with a napkin. You can't hold the bread with your hand.
So you just make comments to that pre-bracha?
Well, you're not touching the bread with your hand, and therefore, if you're relying on that leniency, then you hold the bread in the glove, and then you just make a hametzi. You can't make until you die. You're not washing it.
After you wash, does your hand have to touch the bread actually, or if it's covered like a sandwich, can you hold the outside of the sandwich?
You can hold the outside of a sandwich is considered holding the bread. We'll learn later that anything you eat, b'chlal, when you make a bracha on something, if you're eating, let's say this is an apple, and I'm eating an apple, when I make the bracha b'ri pri ha'etz, I'm supposed to hold the apple in my right hand. By bread, we'll learn soon, when you make hametzi on bread, you're supposed to hold it with two hands. When you make hametzi, the proper way is, b'diavad it's good if you didn't, but l'chatchila, you have to hold the bread with 10 fingers. Why 10 fingers? So halacha says, because there's 10 mitzvahs connected from the beginning of the process until you get the bread. There's 10 mitzvahs, like you can't plow with an ox and a donkey together. And then you have all the agricultural mitzvahs. And then you have that mitzvah and this mitzvah. So you end up with 10 mitzvahs. And in fact, Sfarim say, that's why in the bracha of Ametzi Lechem Min Haaretz, there's 10 words. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'elam Ametzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Why did the Chazal institute 10 words in the bracha of Ametzi? Because there's 10 mitzvahs connected to bread that are connected in the making of the bread. So therefore, L'chatchila, you're supposed to hold bread is unique. All the other things you're supposed to hold in your right hand. Bread, you hold in both hands. But it doesn't mean you can hold it through a bag, you can hold it through aluminum foil. I mean, you could hold it, you know, the plastic or whatever. That's called holding in your hand. By the way, with a lulav, it's a bigger shaila, by the way, holding a lulav in your hand, it's a big discussion in halacha if you're allowed to wear gloves when you bench lulav. Because then you're not really holding it in your hand. There's a separation between you and your hand, which is the glove. It's a whole discussion in halacha, but that's not, that has to do with what? Not for bread. For bread?
Yeah.
It says in Halacha that before davening, there's a rule in Torah, what's called Yodayim Askoni Yaseim. Hands are always occupied, busy. So therefore, there's an assumption. Before you daven, inevitably, beforehand, you touched your ear, your nose, parts of the body which are normally covered. So before davening, you have to wash your hands. So what happens if you want to daven and there's no water? Or in the middle of davening, you touch the part of your body and really you have to stop davening and you need to wash your hand, but you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, whatever. So then it says you can wipe it on wood. But that's only if there's no water. But you can't eat bread by touching the, I'm saying, but the touching the, first of all, the whole hand has to be washed. In fact, the whole question, what do people do with bandages on the hand? So you have a band-aid, right? So, again, in Shchunar, the Alter Rebbe says, if you wash a lot of water on the hand over the bandage, it's good. Because you're washing a whole revius of water over the hand at one time, it's okay. But in Siddur, the Alter Rebbe is strict. So the bottom line is, if people are able to take off a Band-Aid, let's say people have Band-Aids on their fingers, on their hands, right? So ideally, if possible, it says in Allah, you're supposed to take off the Band-Aid. If you can't, you have to wash with a lot of water over the Band-Aid, over the hand, including the Band-Aid. You mean, is that counted too like that? We'll learn more when we get to those dinim, but it's bad. It says in halacha like this. It's good, but it's better that you take it out of the bag. The both chalas are actually touching each other. But this whole thing, by the way, what happens, we started mentioning this din the other day. What happens in the middle of eating, in the middle of the meal, okay, and you go to the bathroom. Then you come out, we learned, you have to wash your hands, say asher yatzar, and then rewash your hands for bread. I mean, dry your hands, and then the best way, because it says in Allah, there's many complications, different opinions. So the best thing is, you come out of the bathroom, you wash your hands, dry them, make asher yatzar or whatever, and then you go rewash for bread without a bracha. The same thing applies, by the way, if, I'll give you a simple example. In the middle of the meal, you have to diaper a baby. It happens, by the way. To diaper a baby in the middle of the meal. So now after you diaper a baby, obviously you have to go wash your hands. So you can't eat bread again unless if you go wash without a bracha. So you have to wash like you would for bread, but without a bracha. Unless, like we mentioned the other day, if you're not eating any more bread, you're up to dessert and you're not planning to eat any more bread, then you don't need to rewash. But if somebody touches a part of the body which is normally covered, or they put their finger in the nose or in the ear canal, or something like that, the middle of eating, or you tie your shoes in the middle of eating, or you tie a kid's shoe in the middle of eating, halachically you have to go wash again for bread without a brach, unless if you're not planning to eat any more bread. Because you got your hands dirty, so to speak. What?
I have a question. Let's say a person is making a brach on bread, they're saying, it's a bruchata asher marachalav, asher kiddushan, they realize they.
So you correct the mistake. You just say Meitzi Lachem in Oretz. As soon as possible, yeah. You say Meitzi Lachem in Oretz. That's it.
Baruch
Shem Kavod. Huh?
Is it Baruch Shem Kavod?
No. If you made the brach in vain, then you say Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Vayel. But if you just corrected it, then you're fine. Yeah. But they in other words, they already made Asher Kedishonah on the washing. And now they made it again. So then you just correct it, that's all. Okay, that we learned. Okay, that's it with the bread. Okay, there's a million different customs. Okay, some people say Suyi Dechem Kodesh, Yivarcha Hashem, which in Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't say that. Okay, the proper way of washing, let's discuss for a minute. The proper way of washing. If you're a right-handed person, fill up the cup in your right hand, or if the cup's filled already, take the cup in your right hand, give it over to the left, then you wash three times on the right, then whether you take the cup in your right hand and you wash three times over the left hand. Then when there's a little bit of water left in the left palm, yeah, with that little bit of water, you rub your hands together and you start saying the bracha asher kedishonah b'mitzvei tzvanu on the tilas yadayim. And then you dry your hands. And you dry your hands properly. Now, there is a minhag of Chassidim that the Rebbe writes was only for holy people. And later the Rebbe said it's a custom for everybody to use, to do. And that is washing with a towel. I mean, washing with a towel. Washing with a towel means you hold the cup, the kvart, as it's called, the kvart, you hold it with a towel rather than just with your hand. Now, halachically, there's a lot of issues because halachically, if both handles, you know, the kvart is the thing you wash, right? It's called in Yiddish, whatever. So if they're both dry, halachically, you can pick it up and you can wash it as long as it's dry. It doesn't matter that you're touching it with your hand. There's the Indian Kabbalah that you wash with a towel. So some people, most people today, only wash the left hand with the towel. And that's the towel holding the handle of the kvart. They'll wash the right hand, and then they won't handle with the right hand, which is wet. They won't actually touch the handles of the kvart, they'll hold a towel or a paper towel and then wash the left hand. The Rebbe would wash both hands with a towel. You know, even when he handed, held the cup, the kvart, he held the cup with both towels on the right side. One towel with the right side and left side. Okay, we continue.